Cystic fibrosis only affects about 30,000 people in the U.S., but it is devastating, an always ultimately fatal, inherited disease that slowly fills the lungs with mucus over time and suffocates sufferers, few of whom live beyond 37. But today there's some promising news for people who have CF. Those who took a new drug developed by Vertex, that's a Cambridge, Massachusetts-based company that's supported by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, had marked improvement. And unlike the current cystic fibrosis drugs that only treat symptoms, this new one targets the defective protein that causes the disease. 29-year-old Emily Schaller of Detroit took part in the study. She joins us from her home in Detroit. And Emily, I want to start by saying I'm, you know, very sorry that I had to be so graphic about this disease because we realized that a lot of people didn't know what it was. How hard is that for you to hear?
I'm very in tune with what CF was and what CF is now. And just in the past 20 years, we've kind of hopefully turned a corner. And unfortunately, there still are people with CF fighting very tough battles, but in the near future, we could be changing that for the good.
Well, we want to hear about that, but first, just explain more what it's like to live with us. I had a childhood friend, Rusty Trask. She was a cheerleader. You know, she's just terrific. But I hear in your voice a little bit of what I heard in hers all the time. Is there sort of a gravelly thing I'm hearing in your voice?
Yeah. I've got this awesome skill where I can point out anyone with CF in a room, anywhere, even if I don't know them. I can be like, that person has CF. So, yes, CF causes the body to produce that thick mucus in the lungs and digestive system. And then in the lungs, it harbors bacteria that causes lung infections, which is the morbidity of the disease. Yeah. But it's all I've ever known, so I just roll with the punches.
And what are some of the things you have to do? I mean, I know Rusty, for instance, she'd have trouble breathing sometimes. So what do you do?
It's very intense just to maintain your health with CF. There's breathing treatments that can take anywhere from a half hour to 2 hours a day plus. There's a vest that I put on and it fills up with air and it kind of shakes me around to help cough that mucus up because the mucus harbors infection. 30 to 40 pills a day just to digest our food.
Yeah.
And then that's just to maintain, just to stay healthy. So if you get sick, then you're in the hospital anywhere from 2 to 5 or more weeks at a time.
Well, you were in this trial. Now, there were placebos in the trial, but you're pretty confident you were on the actual medication that Vertex has come up with. Why? Tell us how you improved.
4 days into the drug, the phase 3 trial, I was in Florida with my brother, who had recently moved, and we're walking down the street. And I took a deep breath, and to me, I haven't been able to take a deep breath without the consequences of coughing or having to clear my throat or something. So I took a deep breath, and I was able to let it out, and I looked at my brother, and I said, hey, I think I'm on the real stuff here. So then I went and did a lung function test a few weeks later, and I saw numbers that I had never seen since I was a little kid.
Yeah, in your pulmonary function, you know, in other words,
exactly.
you're getting more oxygen and getting more oxygen out.
Yep, how much can you blow out? And it's mind-boggling when I see the numbers. And if we can get that functioning better at the root of the cause, then these kids will take it, and they will live to be great-grandparents one day, and grandparents. And that's just something, when I was diagnosed, they told my parents I'd hopefully graduate from high school. So we're in a whole new ball game thanks to the CF Foundation.
Well, Emily Schaller, again with cystic fibrosis, but I believe she's been tremendously helped by a new drug produced by Vertex here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that has been showing promising results in trials. Emily, we just wish you the best, and I hope to talk to you down the road about this.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much, Robin.